ויען דאף זיין עמד אלף סייפט טו תירדס אב די עמד. דה גמרא אסקט, מיי בהמתם של צדיקים? We get to say the broad that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bring a takola of behemtan shal tzadikim, koshkein tzadikim atzma. The Gemara relates a maise, the Rapinches ben Yoer have a ka'ozel lepidyon shvuyim, pogabei beginui nara. He was going to lepidyon shvuyim, and then there was an obstacle in his way. There was Na'al Ginoi, which was in his way. Amalei Ginoi Chalikli Meimecha Be'ever Bo. So he spoke to the Na'al, or Taisa says Atzat, he spoke to the Sorei Shalana, and he said that Chalikli Meimecha Be'ever Bo. Amalei atahilech lasis ritzain kainecha, bani hilech lasis ritzain kainik. You're going lasis ritzain kainecha, and I'm going lasis ritzain kainik. So Rashi says, kol anecholim hilchem alayom bigzeres hamelach. This is also ratzon Hashem. Ata sofik oise, sofik iata oise. Ani vaday oise. By you is a sofik, and I'm a vaday. So Rashi says, sofik oise. So Rashi says, shema lo yitnu lecha bepidyon. Who says you'll be matzliach? Who says you'll be capable of being paidah d'shvuyim? So you're a sofik, and I'm a vaday. I'm zicha doing rotzon Hashem. Amalei, so Rapinchas ben Yoer said, im I ato choylek geizrani alecho shlo yavru b'cho mayim loyla. If you won't be choylek, I'll be geizer, that there won't be any water in this nor anymore. It will dry up and there won't be a nor anymore. Cholaklei. Now this is a difficult gemara to understand. The Na'al Ginoi spoke lomdus. He told them, I'm a vaday oise ritzain kaini. You're a sofik. If you'll be a sofik oise, sofik yat oise. And Rashi says, shema lo yitnu lecha bepidyon. And it seems the Rapinchas ben Yoer did not address this taina. He just threatened the no. He told them, if you don't listen to me, I'll dry up all the water in the north, but what's with the taina of Ein Sofik Meitzmi Devadai? So I heard B'Shem Rav Hutna Zecheinu Lebroche, that Rav Hutna said that the north was wrong. That the Pinchas Ben Yoer is a Vadai Oise. That means he's going for Pidyon Shvuyim, so he's doing Ritzain Kainai. If he'll be Matzliach or he won't be Matzliach, that's irrelevant. They say over from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, Medach Ton Nish Up Ton. You have to do. That's what Rabbi Nishlom wants from us, not that we have to accomplish. Accomplishment is sometimes a person can accomplish, and sometimes a person cannot accomplish. But to say I'm a Sofik Oiser Ritzain Kainim because I won't accomplish, that 100% wrong. I'm an Oiser Ritzain Kainim. There's a Meiridike Masha. The Masha seems to learn differently than Rashi. Let us see, this is a Masha on Chedushei Halachos. The Masha says as follows. The Masha says, Amalai imi ato chilek gazrani alecha shalai yavru. So lechere, this is like a threat to the nor, but the nor is takashe, sofik ois, I'm a vadai, and this is the teret. So he says, yire shohoisa hachuve bozer. He learned Sofik Oisa, Sofik Eine Oisa means, maybe Lamaisa, I won't be Mekayim, the mitzvah Pidyashvuyim, maybe I'll get cold feet, maybe I'll be Mishashel. So, I'm a Baal Bechire, so who says, I'm going to do Ratzon Hashem? So he told the Nor as follows, Shehoisa Tshuva Bezeh, Shehsofik Sheli Hatoli Bebchire Sheli, Toiv Mevadei Shaloch. My Sofik is better than your Vada. Sheata Oise. Number one, Sheyuchali Boto. That what you're saying, Yezicha Oise Ritzayn Koinoi, because Kolan Nahoris Olchamelano, I got news for you. That can become Boto. Shahine Gozrani, Shlayavra Bechamayim Loilom, Shaoz Vadai, Iyata Oise. So, that what you said, that your Oise, Ritzain Koinoi, that first of all is not true. It's not true that your Oise, Ritzain Koinoi, I can be Goyza or Venus Yabish, you won't be your Oise, Ritzain Koinoi. Vaani, Sof, Vadai, So Yavu Bachmaim Loimushos Vada Iyat Oise. Vani Sofik Oise. That's true. Maybe I won't be Oise Ritzain Koine. Maybe I'll be Misrashu. Uchemaim Arachochom. Shahechrech lo Yeshubech v'lo Yegune. That if a person, if someone does something, Al Yedei Hechrech, so it doesn't, there's no Shvach, and there's no Gnai. Ubein vaday oisa, and bein vaday iyata oisa, mukhochim bigzeira. He says, whatever you're doing is, you're a mukhach. The while you're going, I'll set the teva. Neval be miyavish the no, so you're also mukhach. Vesofik sheli hatoli bibchirosi, kedamrinen hakel bide shemayim chut meyire shemayim, I'm doing something, I'm a Baal Bechire. If I do something, so this is an accomplishment. I'm doing something, so an Asiya of a Baal Bechire, good is a tap, I won't do, but my doing is much more choshev than your doing, because you're a Mukhach and I'm a Baal Bechire. That's how the Mashal and Pshat and the Gemara. Al Kaponim de Nog, you know, he heard this. Cholaklay. So it's split. Hava hu gavre davidori chiti lepisre. There was a person who was carrying chitim for matzahs for Pesach. Omalei chaloiklay nami lahai v'bemitzvah osik. He's osik v'mitzvah. Cholaklay. So it was chaylik for this person also. Avahu taye de lova badayu. There was a Yishmoel that was together with them, Soicher Arvi, that joined them and was going with them. Amalei chaloik leinami lahai, vileilema kach oisim livnei levoya. Shouldn't say that this is what you do, Tabnei Lavoya. I was escorting you, walking with you, and now you're leaving on the other side of the north. Cholaklay. Omar Rav Yosef kam enofish gavre mimoyshe v'shitin ribavon. That Rav Pinchas ben Yoy was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu in the shishim riboy. The ilo hosam chadzimne v'hochet losazimne. Here it's split three times. Like the Gemara v'dulma hochen nami chodezimne, ala kemoyshe v'shitin ribeva. He was shoko kemoyshe rabbeinu v'shitin ribeva. Let us see Rashi, and then we'll try a little to elaborate on a few nekudas of this Gemara. Zot Rashi, the Sofik Oise, shemele yitnu lecho v'pidyin. Maybe you won't accomplish the pidyin shvuyim. The b'mitzvah osik, the chsiv ushmartem es ha-matzis, the mitchiles tchine v'ha-kode boi shimu l'shei matzis. You need shmire l'shei matzis b'shas tchine. So, it's very unclear, what is Rashi saying over here you need? good. In Shulchan Aruch it says, others say it's preferable, Mishas Ktzire, others hold Mishas Tchine is good. I mean, but what is Rashi, how does it come into our sugya? Metchilas Tchine v'akode bo yishimu l'shem matzah. So I think Pshat and Rashi is as follows. In Simon Tochnon Gimel Siv Dalet, it says, L'chatchile, you should make Shmire Mishas Ktzire, Olopocha is Mishas Tchine. Now what's the Maila of Shas Tchine? So Mishnah Brura says, Rafi Sha'oz Mekarvin Oysan Alamayim, Betzorich Shmire. That means Mishas Ktzire, there's no Behed Yedike Kir of Tamayim. You have to watch it. It shouldn't get wet, but it's not close to water up in Derech HaTeva. B'shas t'chine mekava noisen alamayim v'tzorech shmir. Now why b'shas t'chine are you mekarev ois alamayim? Because we're speaking about arichayim shalmayim. So memele, so when you're bringing it into the arichayim, it can get in contact with mayim. So the Sharet Zion says, ובמוקים שתוכנים ברכיים של רוח ושל יד, אין צורך שמירה. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. So the holding שמירה משעס תחינה is only because if it's a רכיים של מים and it's מקר ונויס על המים, so then you need שמירה. So that's the Chmir, the time of Rav Pinchas ben Yoel was as follows. If you won't split for this person, so how do you can get over the river? So we'll have to take a ship, a ferry, go over the river. How does he go? He's not going to swim over the river, especially if he has a sack of chitim, of kemach with him. Not chitim, it's before the trine. He has a sack of chitim with him. So kochach will have to go over the river with a ship. Going over a river with a ship already is, when you're on a ship and there's waves, so mistamed, the contact of mayim is similar to a rechayim shel mayim, that now we can come in contact with mayim, and could be he will not be capable of watching it. If you're going on a ship and there's waves, so it could be he will not be capable of accomplishing what he wants to accomplish to make matzah shmurit. So therefore, he said, okay, you should be chaylik, so mamela, he will not have any problems by going through the known of Shimo, of not being capable of Shimo. Maybe that pshat. The lover badayu, nischaber imam baderech, taye soicher arvi, kach oisin bitmiya, livnei levoya, livnei chabure, shemenichon vahoylech. With Rabbeinu Bachai, in Parshas Vayeshev, Rabbeinu Bachai says, it says in the Posik, Vayishal es tzrisei paroi, asher itoi b'mishmar beis adoinov, leimer, madua pneichem roim hayoim. So the Posik tells us a maise, Yosef comes in, and he sees the saramashkim, the saroifim, they don't look so good. Madua pneichem roim hayoim. Zokt Rabbeinu Bachai, mitzad, shohoyu itoy bachabura achas, b'mishmor echot, ubayis echot, chokar al inyonom, v'shoar v'shloimom, af api shohoyu rishoyim, avde melech bliyal. And fakir, that's what the posik, lo nimna milishel behem. So be'emesin, we have a posik that tells us, mitzad amusar, that if one is together, b'chabura achas, b'mishmarecho, the bayis echot, chokar al inyonam, you should interest yourself, what's bothering them. That, the posik, vayishal asrisei paroi, they were rishoim, they were srisim of a melech roshe, asher itoi b'mishmar, but they were together. The being together, b'bayis echot, b'chabura achas, that is a mechayiv to interest yourself in and what is happening to them. So this was L'chayr of the Taine of Rav Pinchas ben Yoel. is a very interesting Marsha. The Marsha wants to say, could be this Maisa is Merumiz in Tillim. In Tillim, Kapitel Tamach Vav, Pasuk Vav Zayin, it says as follows. Hofach Yom Li Yabosho, Banor Yavro Berogel, Shom Nismach Aboy, Moshe Begverose Oilom, Eino Bagoyim, Titzpeno, Hasoyrerim, Al Yorumu Lomay Selo. As I state in Pasuk. But the Marsha, Hofach Yom Li Yabosho, that's Kriyas Yamsev. Banor Yavru Borego, Ze Narginoi, this is Narginoi, that they went to Narginoi. Bahu de Dorichiti Shom Nismacha Le Simchas Yontef. I mean, he was going to prepare matzahs for Simchas Yontef. Moshe Bigvurosoi L'shanei Satim, imagine what's going on. Pinchas Ben Yoyer is Eino Bagoyim Titzpeda. He looked at the Goyim also. What is this Taya going to say? Dahainu Lahu Taya. Mishum Dahasoyrerim Shua Taya Al Yerumo Pihim Legabi Shemaim. They shouldn't come with Tainas Kachoysen Levnei Chabure. So Memela Eino Bagoyim Titzpeda. This is how the Marsha says Pshat. And this posik, it's marum, is this mice. Now, in Zamuridik, Chaim HaKodesh says, we let me first finish the Rashi, Dulma Chinami Chod Zimne, Elamis Yorei Hoya, שלא יחזרו המים וישטפו השניים וימדבר עליהם שימתם להם הנור. That means when Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer went through, so the water split, so they also went through. But Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer was afraid when he's going to leave the nor, so it's brought down that when the last Yid, by Kriyas Yamsu, left the Yam, the last Mitzri entered the Yam, and then the water came back. I mean, as long as there was no more Yidden in the Yam, the water came back and was shaitev of them. So this is Dilma Chinami Chod Zimne. Elamis Yorei Hoyish Lo Yarzor HaMayim V'Yishtavu HaShnayim. The minute he went out of the waters, he was afraid, now the water is going to go back. So he said, no, the no will wait for you also. The Gemara says that the Gemara Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer was equivalent not mi Moshe, but ki Moshe v'shitin ribivon. The Gemara Tikarachayim HaKodesh and Parshas B'Shalach, he says, Hisna Hashem al kol maisei bereishis liyais kefufim l'toira v'amoleho. The whole teva Kol Maise Bereshis is Kof of the Torah V'Amoleo Lasseis Kol Asher Yigzeru Aleihem. Whatever their Geizer, their Kof of to do. Memshaltom Aleihem Kimemsheles Haboire Baruch Hu. In the Amole Torah Heva Memshole and Kol Maise Bereshis like the Rabbeinu Shloilom. V'timtza Shekshaloi rotza lecholek rapinches ben yoyer, ulamei slavi imoi, rotza lekoimtsoi, upochad hayam imenu. So the Chaim HaKodesh has a meredik ezach, vehinei v'yitzis, Moshe Rabbeinu also had this problem. By Kriyas Yamsef also says the Yam did not want to split. Vehinei v'yitzis Mitzrayim adayin lekiblu atoira. This was before Kabbalah atoira. Ve'ein zeirosam ala nivroim zeire, ula zeir lehiske mayam licholik. By Moshe Rabbeinu there were problems. There had to be a whole other seder by Kriyas Yamsuf. Because that was before Kabbalah HaTorah. But after Kabbalah HaTorah, so now the whole kol maisa bereshis akfufim l'toireh v'amoleh. Ikla lahu ashvizeh. Let's see, Taisus. Amalei ato hilech lasis chetzain kainecha. So who was talking? So Tosfos says to Malchim, either Shema Sar Shal Yom Heishiv Leikach, Nami Rapinches, Oyem Mechashiv Beliboy Shal Leikach, Oyem Meniach Melach, like Mestam, he told the Yam, he told the No, to split, and it didn't split, so Mestam, this is why it didn't want to split. So Mameli said, but the Taina is not a Taina, because, or he said that Lamaisa, you won't split, the Layabru, Boch Maim Loilo. The Chinian Zetzer Leforish, Pekam de Mesechus Avoy de Zorah, Gabi Rabbi Leza Ben Dodaya, from a Shemaim, Big Shol Lai Rachmin, there was a whole conversation between Rabbi Leza Ben Dodaya and the Shemaim, so one of the two, either the Sar Shol Shemaim, or Rabbi Leza Ben Dodaya was Mishayo, this is the reason I they don't want to be mevakesh olav rachmin. Ikla lahu ishpize. So he came to an inn. Romu leisare lechamre. So they gave soirim for his chamer. Loi ochal. So the chamer did not eat the soirim. Chavtinu. So they put it in a sieve. Loyachal, it still didn't need it. Nakrinu, then b'yadayim, they took out some soilus that was in the soirim. Loyachal. Omer lohu dilme loy ma'asron. Maybe the chamer is not eating because you weren't mafrish ma'isr. Osrinu v'ochal. So they were mafrish and then they ate. Oma ani azu heleches lasis retzain koino ba'atem machilim oisa tevolim and your machil tevolim. We'll see later that this was the mai. They gave it the oh, let's see this with you. Mi mechayve it's imechuyev to be matrish vosnan alekeich lezera v'lebehema. A person purchases the mai, and the purpose is not to eat it himself, but to bizereya it, or live a behemah, or to give it to a behemah. V'kemach la'oyreis, v'shemen l'ner, v'shemen losach v'yasakelim, potter mi'admai. So it's potter from the mai. So Mamela, so what's wrong? If you give, the Mai is mutter to give to a behemoth. So the Gemara says, Hosama itmar alo, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, loishonu alo shalokron mitchilo le behemoth. That did. That if a person purchases the Mai from Amama Oretz, litzoirech achilos behemoth, so Chazal will never matel on the lekeach to be mafresh. This person, he had bought it for himself. And later he decided to give it for a behemoth. So when it was purchased. And later he decided, some emailer, so it was chal already, takonis chazal, that you have to be mafrish, maisrit. V'nimlach aleim lebehima chayiv la'aser. So you chayiv la'aser. So that's what the Gemara answers. So forget that was the taina of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer. That means this Baal Achsanya purchased the Yisrael Mechatchila for himself. So there was chal achiyu of Demai already. So now later when he decides to give it for behima, the chiyu of Demai is not nitke. Bosanya benichuse alekeich peiris min hashuk laachile v'nimlach aleim lebehema areze lo yitain loy lifnei behemtoi v'loy lifnei behemas chaveiroi elim kein isa. That account if it was purchased laachile, so then you can't give it lebehemtoi v'loy lifnei behemas chaveiroi. L'cheire, what is the kefil haloshin over here? You don't give it to your behemah, you don't give it with my behemah's chaveiroi. Tesvis in Yevomis in Amonu Lekoyin Godel Nav Samach Vovom in Beis Dev Ramas Oloi Tesvis says that Bemisen Pebble is Mutter Bahano and you'll have to sell Pebble and also Bahano but it's also Bahano Shel Kiloi that means you're not to derive one is not permitted to derive benefit from Pebble through the kiloyin of the tevel, through the consumption of the tevel. You're not allowed to take shemen of tevel and use it for a ne'er. You're not allowed to take tevel and give it to a behemoth. So that one is not permitted to derive benefit ano shel kiloy from tevel. So the osam ano shel kiloy. So that's it's saying. So if he bought it l'tzorech achila, so now it has a shame tevel on it. Chazal said it's a shame tevel. Lo yitain lo lifnei behemtoi because he has ano shel kilu. Fine, because he's deriving benefit. His behemah is eating from tevel. The lo lifnei behemas chaveri that's mishtein gamaridik achidish. So what ano do I have? That Behemus Chaveiroi is eating it. So it would seem that's also called Ano. God that's brought down in Hilchus Pesach, you're not allowed to give Chometz to Behemus Shel Hefker. That's also called Ano. I'm having Ano from the Chometz. So Memele, so ask me that's the Chiddush of Behemus Chaveiroi. Now it's very interesting. The Pinchas ben Yoyotainet ani azu hileches lases retzain koina va'atam machilam oisal tvolo. He said that he had a tainet oisal retzain koina lases retzain koina va'atam machilam oisal tvolo. Bastach mir, wenn wir sind pshat in the Chamoyer of Rapinchas ben Yoyer, we've mentioned a few times, in the Siddhis in Achlos Yaakov al HaTeire, Pashas Vayeshe, Lech Marei Shloim Achecho Shloim Atzoin, that Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef to see what's with the brothers and what's with the Tzoin. Come on, the Maise, he says, they want to know what the Shloim HaTzoin, they're going to come back. I mean, but they'll tell them whatever happened with the Tzoin. So he says, what's pshat in the Chamoir of Rapinchas Ben Yoy? Chamoir oi lehoise echeles bovo sha'ine mousa mitnei goydol hashpos hakdusha shahoya bebeisai. Bebeisai sharapinchas banyo, there was a mordike hashpos kdusha, the kdusha radiated from rapinchas banyo. Ad shahoya hashpos hakdusha gamal balechayim. The balechayim, if you found yourself in the beisai sharapinchas banyo, the kdusha was mushpa and the balechayim also. Al koponim, from a mailer, so he says that was the Mechumen of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu wanted to know Shloim Achecha. Shloim Achecha was not in Gashmias. He wanted to know what the Ruchnias became Matzav is. What's the Matzav in Ruchnias? So how do you know what the Matzav is in Ruchnias? So he said, Shloim Atzayim. Look at the Tzayim. From the Tzayim, you'll be able to be Makir of what the Matzav of the Achim are. There, in the Chumad Rege, you'll see it on the Tzayim. That's what he said. Is Lechayren, That's pshat in the Chamer of Rapinchas ben Yoyer, that didn't eat tevel. That was because of the Kedusha of Rapinchas ben Yoyer. But it's very interesting. He said over here, Psanayim Aysa, Ani Yezu Eleches Lasis Retzayin Koino, Vata Machilam Aysa Tvolam. He came up with another Taina. It says, Heilach Lasis Retzayin Koino. Perhaps it could be Magdam with the story they bring down in the Hagdama to Leiv Eliyo, that Rabbi Yelapion, the yeshiva, which I think Kvar Hasidim, the yeshiva is in Kvar Hasidim, so it was near a vineyard, and there was a multitude of mosquitoes that used to enter the yeshiva. It was Lebedik. So once the Rosh Yeshiva was giving a shiur, and the whole Beis Medrash was full of mosquitoes, you could see swarms of mosquitoes, and then Rabbi Yelapion was by the shiur, and he saw there was by him no mosquitoes. B'tzayis Hashem darke yishka moivav yash lemitoy, there was no mosquitoes there. And there was mamish moivadik, he saw it b'chut. So he wanted that the Oibim should see what's happening. He said he's able to see it. So he pointed that they should look at Rabbi Yelapion. Rabbi Yelapion chapta p'sazay what's happening. Obviously he started swatting, oh, the mosquitoes, not the mosquitoes. We didn't want that the Oilam should know who he was. The kids, I think this is pshat in this maisa also. The chamor of Pinchas ben Yoir, it doesn't need any musa, it knows it's any musa, it doesn't need any musa. Amor the kazakh. So the Pinchas ben Yoir wanted this, it's not me. Behem azu, ani azu, hei leches, lasa is ritzoin koino. Now, I think I once saw that Reb Chaim Vital once came into the Arizal, and the Arizal stood up for him. No, a Rebbe should stand up for a Talmud, it's a Psadova Musa. So he told him, you just did a Moiridike mitzvah, and in the schus of this mitzvah was Nislavish in you, and the Neshama of an Odom God, I'm standing up for the Neshama of an Odom God. I think that's what Reb Pinchas ben Yoir was saying. The Chamor, you want to know the Masa, how this happened to the Chamor? And he used to say, Leches, Las, is the same kind of, so you know what this is? So, Memele, that's why, Vahatem, Vahatem, Achil, and Oysa, Tvol. Agavuch, let us mention again, the Haflo, in Pisra Zeira, the Agdometer Haflo, Ischez, He says, what's pshat in the chamer Pinchas ben Yoir? A chamer is not mitzvah ben Yisurim. So why didn't it eat? So he says, just like you can learn gezel from an amola, you can learn gezel from an amola, Chazal tell us, leicha on amola, you can learn gezel because gezel is a sikhli sticky inyan. You don't need a tzibui for gezel, it's a sikhli sticky inyan. So Memela, so he says, of the chelik, the moment I shave it, it's a gezel to keshayla. When you're eating tevel, there's moment I shave it. So Memela, it's gezel. So it didn't eat out the gezel Shabbat. I wanted to be basic, one nekuda, of the moment I shave it, l'chayra d'aloch is by Dmai. We're talking about Dmai over here. By the Mai, your matrish, Meiser Rishin, and you keep it for yourself. So Meiser is a sophic. The din is a meitzime, you say a meitzime chavere olavaraya. That means you matrish it, but you don't have to give it to Levi, you keep it for yourself. So where's there a gezel over here? So that's the chmir, according to the haplo, the gezel is in the trumas Meiser. The Gemara says in Yume, daftes, that Trumas Maisa you have to give to the coin, by the Mai. Trumas Maisa you have to give to the coin. And Taisus and Yuma Daftas ask the Kasha, why do you have to give Trumas Maisa to the coin? Say, Vaita Ramaita Mechaver Olavaraya. So Taisus says, since it's a Dova Muet, and Trumas Maisa, and Bachlama, some Mele, here Chazal said, you're going to give it to the coin. So I think that according to that law, the whole gezel de kishayla was al tumis meiser sheba. Now the Gemara asks Akasha, umi mechayve. The Gemara asks, saying you're giving tevel for behemah, umi mechayve. You're allowed to give the mai to behemah, alay keach lezera le behemah, pata meyad mai. So, what is the meaning of the Bible? The Bible says, if he bought it for a behemoth, Fragt the Marsha a very interesting kasha, an unbelievable kasha. He says like this. He says, that's 100% true. That the Mai is the Mai is the Mai is only Chazal gave us in the Mai for a person, not for a behemoth. That's the most kasha. Lekech le behemoth, there's no din the Mai. But then, listen, what is the Mai? The Mai is, I purchased from an Amba Oretz. He said he was mafresh maisres. A minute that are not mafresh maisres. So even though Roiv Amaratz and Masremen, but Chazal were chayish for the minute. So out divrei Chazal, from the middle they said, we're chayish for the minute if it's given for a person to eat, then we're chayish for the minute. When it comes to behemoth, we're not chayish for the minute. Right? That's the most kasha. Me, Machai, what are you making the whole Isaac? This is for a behemoth. But this Chamoyer knew that it was the Mai. So maybe this Chamoyer knew that that Amoritz was in Mafresh. We don't have the connections that this Chamoyer had. The Chamoyer knew what's in front of him. So maybe the Chamoyer knew that this was Takia, this the Mai was, this Amoritz that sold it was from the Miyut. And he knew it was Taketevu. So Mamela, as I fact the Masha, because this is says up the whole Tiktaira, which we will not go into, the Teferis Yaakov is Chaylik on this whole Masha. But he says, as this Kasha that the Masha asks, so he says, I'll tell you. He says, when they started giving the chamoyer to eat, chavtino le'ochel, nakrino le'ochel, oma lohu dilme loy ma'asra. Maybe they didn't take off ma'isa. Now, why did Rav Pinchas ben Yoyes say maybe they didn't take off ma'isa? Because he also didn't know. Al kaponim, if they took off ma'isa or not, he had a sobek. Now, that's zikr, the chamoyer is embedded in Rav Pinchas ben Yoyes. If Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer didn't know Dilma loy ma'asra, he said, Chabad Zichah didn't know. So Al Koponim, and we mentioned before from the Nesivis that the whole capabilities of the Chamoyer originated from the Kedush of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, but better than Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, the Chabad Zichah wasn't. Chavtinu benofe Chavtinu l'nakayse. So, Chavtinu is a lotion of Pesivdet, Vinre Belaz. Now, this is a very interesting translation of Chavtinu. Poshet the taish of Chavtinu, it would be that they threshed it. But Rashi says that can't be. Belekele meim l'loshen dishen. The Mikara Hoyoin the Mikli Possum, that was the story. They gave it Sairim, that was with the shell, with a covering, with a shell on, with a clipper. And the behemoth didn't want to eat it, so they thought maybe, that she wants, she should take off the clipper. Vim came. So Rashi says, if that was the story, Amayla Yochla Mikara, so then the Zicha Kash and the Chamer, if it was given to her before Disha, the whole is after the you're allowed to give a behemoth before miruach, because that's called achilas aroi. B'chol achilas behemachosh b'achilas aroi. So Rashi says, if lemaisa is before disha, taka kasha. So why didn't the chamer read it? So kocha was after disha ready. And first they thought that the reason is because it's not so pure. You have to sieve it. Nakrino v'yadayim min avodni b'apsoilet. Umi mechayev machol behime anilkach me'am ha'oretz. Me'am ha'oretz. Klum gozru olav mishum demai. Va'af alpi she'ilu vaday loy Yisrael. If we would know that bevadai that he wasn't ma'asra, he mechayv la'asra, that's true. About the sofek, miyu, loy, gozu. They weren't geyser on the sofek. Bahasnan, we learned in the Mishnah Lekech Namoretz Peiris Minashuk, Rezer Elohim Afapisha Zer Omachot Behime Bechlau Shar Tvuhein Bechayom Vemaisris, Tvuhet Legot Olein Mishum Dmai. The Mistom Alei Vamoretz Masumim Lemichmir Chachomim Alad Mai Kolkach. Loira Isla Avdom Pasanye Benichuse Hanich Sa'irim La'odam Lokhu Mitchila. The Maise of this innkeeper, he bought it not for Behemoth. But later, when the Chamor came, he wanted to give it for the Behemoth. And then they said, no, now it's too late. It was very Chala Adin Dmai, and therefore, the Behemoth doesn't want to eat it. Let's see, Taisvis. So the Gemara answers that the Mishnah is speaking about. So Itmal, this is the Teretz. The Mishnah is speaking about that Chatchila was purchased for a behemoth. But if it was Lokim Chatchila Lodom, then Chayv Lasa. That's the Teretz to the Kashi. The Meseches Shkolim, Meseches Dmai B'Yerushalmi, Reishis Rabbe, Leimishad, Leimishani Midi. There it says they also asked the Kasha. They asked the Kasha, why shouldn't the Behema eat? It's a Lekeach Le Behema. Lekeach Le Behema is Potome Admai. There it says the Kasha. And there it doesn't say Rabbi Yochanan's Teres. Leimishani Midi, Aleheshiv Lehem. The Machmero Anafsha. There, in Medrash, it says, Anasalo Shi Machmeres Alatma. As I state in Medrash, that, you're right. Apidini the Mishneh, she's allowed to eat it, but, she's Machma. So she also got this from her owner. Zog the Gemara weiter. Shoma Rebbe, now Rebbe heard, that Pinchas Ben Yair is in town. Nofak la'ape, so he went out to be mekabel upon him Pinchas Ben Yair. Oh, my late, Yitzaincha, soy, that's he, would you like to eat by me? Oh, my late hand, she said, yes, I'll eat by you. So avu ponov shal Rebbe, so then the face of Rebbe lit up. Like, Mama, she's going to eat by him. A Pinchas Ben Yair is going to eat by him. Was Amor Dike Simche. Oh, my Lord. So, a Pinchas Ben Yair said, Kimiduma Ata Shemudar Anomi Yisroelani. You think that, as we'll see, it was known that Pinchas Ben Yair didn't eat by anybody. And now he asked him to eat by him, and he said, yes, like he was elated, Rebbe. So he said to him. He said, you think I'm Mudar Hanor mi Yisrael? I mean, that I don't have enough from a Yid. Yisrael Kedoshim, hey. Yidin are Kedoshim. Yesh Reitze, there's other Yidin that want to give. There ain't like, he doesn't have. He wants to give, but he doesn't have. V'yesh yesh loy, there's others that do have to give. There ain't a Reitze, but he doesn't give with a full heart. Receive. It says in the Posik, a Posik and Mishlei, Al Tilcham, you should not eat as Lechem Ra'ay. A person who's giving you to eat, and but really, that what you're eating by him, he's eating himself up, that you're eating his food. Val Tisav Lamat Amoysav, don't have a taiva to eat what he's serving you. K'moyshar B'navshay, Kainhu, we'll see Rashi, two taichin in Shah ben Avshay. Achel v'shesay yoy maloch, the supposed kemishla, he tells you, eat and drink, I'm so happy you came, of a v'liboy bal imach. So mamela, to eat by a person, so Rapinchas ben Yoy said, there's two types of yidin, there's other yidin that I can want I should eat by them, but I know they can't afford it. There's other reasons they can't afford it, but I know they're not too interested that I should eat. It's a pastach nish to say no. But, I know you want, and you can afford to give me a meal? No problem. Miyahashtem misahibna the milsa de mitzvah kadarach. But now I can't eat by you. I'm in a hurry. I'm going for Pidyon Shvuyim. So Mamela, I can't stay by you now. When I'll come back, I'm taking your invitation. Now I can't accept the invitation now, but I'm giving you a rain check when I come back. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, Shoma Rebbe Vavakosi Rapinches, Retzoincha, Retzoy Betzli, Retzoincha, Lise Betzli, Tzavu, Ponov, Sameach Mishlahoya Rapinches, Ogil Honis, Mishalachem, Kibul Kamon, and Talib by him. Amalei Rapinches, Chisavo, Yisish, Mudar Anom, Yisraelani, Yisrael Kedoshimein, Uruyin Lehonis, ma'am. You could have a no from them. That means to have a no from a person who's not a Yid, could be that, could have a detrimental effect on the person. I also don't have enough of him. Mishum d'chsiv al tilcham lechem ra'ayim. Al tilcham al tisoy. You shouldn't eat together. Lechem loshen sude. K'd'chsiv leibol alechem. Uchsiv bal shetza malke oved lechem ra'ayim. K'moy shah. Ki ilu atoy peseyach shah bebitnoy. That means, Whatever you eat, it's just like you opened up his stomach and taking it out of his stomach. Mamish, it's benafshoy. That's what you're eating by him. V'yeshayim imloshim riris, k'may ketainim ashuorim b'dirtainim, v'sarhidna loshim b'hola u'mehiris, k'layma tzarech l'maya v'leiluch edvah mitzvah v'en p'nai li, said, now I can't come and have a suda by you. Let's see what Taisa says. V'yeish sheyesh loy ve'enei roitzeh. There's other people that have, they don't want to give. So why are they kedoshim? What kind of kedoshim is this? V'loch ikru kedoshim. Shemezamenes chadei re'lechol etzlei mivnei haboshes. Why is he inviting him? Because he's embarrassed. So that means that's group a midah toive, Yisrael b'ashonim. So that means he has a busha, he realizes that it's proper someone comes to invite him. He's eating himself up, that Yen is eating up his food, but he'll invite himself. That he'll invite him, that's Kedushas Yisrael. He'll invite him because he's embarrassed of himself, could be. So he has to invite him. So it's also Yisrael Kedushim. But the Pasuk says, don't eat by them. Right? He also, when Rapinchas ben Yoyi came back, Yisrami, it happened, Ol bahu pischi davi kaimin bei kud naisa chivarta. He opened up the wrong door, and the door he opened up, as soon as he opened up the door, he saw there were white mules there. Omar Malach Hamovis Bebeisei Shozev Ani Esed Etzloi. Yes, we'll learn later, a white mule is dangerous. It can be mazik, and I should eat by this person who has a Malach, he caters to the Malach Hamovis, he has a Malach Hamovis. I should eat by him. Shoma Rebbe, no, Rebbe was waiting for him to come back, now all of a sudden, he has a pain on the white mules. Nofek la'ape. Now, the Mephoshim say, Rebbe held that he took care of them. He realized that a white mule could be dangerous, but he was watching them, and so he felt that there's nothing wrong. Now he heard Rapinchas ben Yoy holds it's wrong. It's not allowed. Now to have a malach hamovis with a chain. It's not allowed to have it. So he said, Mizavninalu, okay, I'll sell them. I hear you say it's wrong. I'll sell them. Oh, my label is naival, they see 10 mitzvahs. What do you mean you sell them? The person you sell to is also not a table malachamovis. So memela malachamovis malihocha malihosam. So memela, so you'll sell now to sell it. Right? Mafkarnalu. I'll be mafka them. I won't sell it. I'll be mafka, let them go in the midbar. No lifniva. It's mafka says, hey, you'll be mafka them. So if I can't, they'll go wild. There's no one taking care of them. That's worse. Akarnalu. So it seems they used to kick with their hoofs, and that was a dangerous kick. So I'll take off their hoofs. So Mamela, they're Ois Malachamovis. He can sell Balechayim. They sell Balechayim, so Mamela, how to do it. Ketilnalu, I'll kill them. He can Bal Tashchis. So Mamela, Haveko Mevatish Bei Tuvia. But the Rebbe was asking, please, I mean, in our Kodesh, this was an opportunity. Pinchas ben Yosher Ipayim, and because of the mules, they should lose this opportunity. So it was mafzer him a lot, please come and eat by him. Gova to Rebbe Nail. All of a sudden, a mountain. They're talking together, all of a sudden a mountain sprouted out from the ground. Rabbeinu Kodesh is on one side of the mountain, the business of you on the other side of the mountain, now only talking to a stone wall. He can't talk to Rabbeinu Benyor anymore, he's on the other side of the mountain. So that stopped the conversation in the Haftzor of Rabbeinu Kodesh. Bocha Rebbe, so Rebbe cried, for Omar, Ma bechayeyem kach, if that's the koyach of tzaddikim, that the chayeyem, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam makes that a mountain should sprout out, that he should not have to be over on Ritzayna Yapnimi, b'misos on alachas kama v'kama, can we be masik how great they are b'misos? Omar Abchoma b'achanine g'doylem tzaddikim b'misosim yaisim b'chayeyem. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Pudnaise Predeis Vishal Rebbe Hoyu. The muse, Malachamovis, Shemake, Vishuvei Namake, Chaye, Kidul Kabon. The wound that comes about from a make of a mule doesn't heal. Lifneiva, the Chehecha, the Asiran Loch, Asiran Lachine, somebody can't sell it. The whole Ekalameima, the Mizabu, Loide Kechom. It's not a Meichel Lem Behem Magasi. You can't sell Tagoy because of a different reason. The Meichel Lem Behem Magasi. So I thought, why does Rashi have to come into Gemara and Avodah Zarah? I mean, L'chayre, if a Yid is not allowed to have the Malach HaMavis, so L'chayre Goy is also not allowed to have the Malach HaMavis. I mean, why didn't we say the same with Meiva? But could be not. Could be by Yidis, and didn't lay Samid Odam Reyecho, Otam Odam Legadol Kelev Rab. This could be this only mitzvahs by a yid. Some of them are guys in mitzvah in this. That means these dinners are some emailers. So Rashi said, so let him sell it to a guy. Rashi, there's a different problem, which the Gemara didn't discuss. Not to sell a bay megasa to a guy. Mavkamelu, eshalchem biyoris, da'alme lehevke. Mavshe says, eke, so the mitoich shalayil nishmoris, if they will not be no one will watch them. Yilbunis came, so they'll be much more dangerous. Ekarne, so I'll take off the hoofs, shlo yuchlo levayit, won't be able to kick. Bal tashchis leke, shiiguyis ledishe. Ekarne menashe, par seiseim, badainin yechoyim umleilech. Mevatesh, mafzer. So he was mafzer, was beseeching him, v'chaveri b'shvuiz, mevatishin bebeis v'lei b'chor. Gova ture beinayu vivdilon. So a mountain sprouted up between them and separated them. Chayeyem shel tzadikim kach, noisen HaKadosh Baruch Hu liboy al tavoso. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants the rotzen pnimi, sheloi lahavir daito. That what they want, their rotzen, they shouldn't have to be over al dato. How did this whole thing happen? He opened up a wrong door. That's why the whole thing happened. He opened up this door. If he had gone to the front door, he wouldn't have seen these mules. Shegorem adovah shenichnas bepesach apredis, sheyifreish v'loyaver al daitei rishoyne, sheydarkei lisei mishalacherim kidlakamon. That means he never used to be soyed by Acherem. He told this to Rabbeinu HaKodesh. He didn't even want to tell him, so he told him this. But Al Kaponim, his Rotzen Apnimi was not to be soyed by Acherem. So in the Rabbeinu Shalom is Memalei Ritzainam. Alachas Kama V'Kama Sherebim Misosim G'daylim Yaisim Ibechayim Kedom HaRami Bachom. Rabbi Chome. So now the Gemara brings a member from Rabbi Chome, and Rabbi Chome said that Gdolim Tzadikim b'Misosim Yoisim b'Chayei. But how do we know this? Shenema, Ayehi Heim Kovrim Ish, they were Mekabel Ish, this Ish was a Roshe, V'Neiro Es HaGdut, and they saw a battalion of soldiers were coming towards them. They were petrified, the Chevre Kedisha, by Yashlichu Aseish Bekever Elisha, so they threw him into the Kever of Elisha, by Yelech, by Yigo Heish Ba'atzmois Elisha, so this person, when he was thrown in, so he touched the Atzomis of Elisha, by Yechi, he got Lebedik. By Yokom Al Raglov. And he got up. He got up. So let's see what Rashi says so far. Toiv remish, Rosh Ahoya, this person was a Rosh, v'loinitem li'kover eitzel tzadikim, he wasn't deserving to be nikpa by tzadikim, ha'yigo ish ba'atzmei salisha v'yichi, be'ilu b'chaya, so look how Elisha made tchiyas ha'meisim. He just touched him, and tchiyas ha'meisim. Ve'ilu b'chayov, when Elisha was alive, she'rotza l'hachyes ben ha'shenamis, rutzach losam piv al piv, v'yeinov al einov, u'levakish rachmim, the trias ha'meisim made the ben ha'shenamis, it didn't come with a magic wand, with a dot, he touched it and finished it, he got lebedik, no, it was a whole seder, of piv al piv, v'yeinov al einov, u'levakish rachmim, and here, as soon as he touched that Thomas of Elisha, and already came three is amazing. So what pshat? It's a teretz, as gedoylem, tzadikim, b'misosom, yaisem ibechayeya. Frag the Gemara, omale rapope labaye. So rapope asked Abaye, how do you know that tzadikim are greater b'misosom, yaisem ibechayeya? Could be not. Vidume likiyumi be birchis eliyo. You know how this worked? It worked as follows. Eliyo gave him a broche. Vihino pishnayim bruchacha olai. Yes, Melionovich doubled the koiches of Eliyo. No, so he doubled the koiches of Eliyonovich. He has to make two times three is amazing. Eliyonovich made once. And then he has to make twice. Now, Lemaise, he died. Elionovi wasn't here, but and Elisha wasn't here. There's only one time. So Lemaise, we have here Avtocha Elio that will do double what Elio did. So he has to make three amazing. So not it's Godol Tzadikim b'misosam yoisim b'chayim. Could be it's not. Could be they're the same. But you know what made the Trias HaMeisim? The Trias HaMeisim of the second mace, that was Eliyo and Novi Savtoche. Eliyo and Novi Savtoche, you make two, you can be Pishnayim. That you can have double of my Koiches, you know, Pishnayim, Beruchach, Eli. And now Elisha was Nifter, and he's Eliyo, there's still Avtoche of Eliyo, that he's going to make two Trias HaMeisim. So now he can't make Piv al Piv, he can't be Mavakish Chachman, he's not here anymore. So there was a Trias HaMeisim on us, but not with Alts Godol Tzadikim, Alts Tavtoch of Eliyo. Let's see what Rashi says. V'dil melekiyum e'birchis ed Eliyo. Loisagi shaloi tiskayim.
I mean, if he gave a bracha, that's Sichas Beniskayim. The Sivit Tzadikim Batik Zohimah V'yokam Lo. V'lam Mishum Elisha Ave. This wasn't the Koyach of Elisha, and you're saying that Godot Tzadikim B'misosam. Pishnayim Eliyo Hechya Ben Atzofis Elisha Ben Ashenamis. So he's it is aftochet, so there's another mace, you have to be mechayu. Frech the Gemorim, Ihochi, if that's pshat, if pshat is that this is out the broche of Elio, and it was Niskaim the broche, Ihochi, Hainu de Sanye, it says, we learned a baraisa al raglov omat. He got up. First, they threw him into the cave of Elisha. So he got up. He scrambled out of the cave. But he didn't go back to his house. He died. He died on the edge of the cave. But he didn't, but he got out of the cave. So if the Sfriyas HaMeisim, if the Sfriyas HaMeisim was als the broch of Elio, so he has to do what Elio did twice. Elio didn't make a Sfriyas HaMeisim for a minute. Elio made a Sfriyas HaMeisim that they got up and they lived a normal life. And this person got out of the cave and he died then and there. So this is not from the broch of Elio. So Kochoch, this was in the schus of Elisha. Yehoch, let us see Rashi, do the Kiyumi, Birchus, and Elio, Aino, the Sanya, Betmiye, the Mishum, Birchus, and Elio, Ayitzoich, Lahach, Yismamish, Kamoisha, Osa, Oisoi, Shehech, Elio, Alav, Shmami, no, Mishum, Elisha, Ave, Lehavitzoich, Lalisha, Lalisalka, May, Etzloi, the whole problem was here, Elisha didn't want he should be his next door neighbor, this Rosha. Ach, yeah, you're watching his talik mishum, so he just made him live until he got out of the cave, and then he died. Fine. So, Mameo, so we see tak, gdolim tzadikim emisos. Frekte gemore, elabamai kayim. So what? So now we have tak a problem. So if this was not als the brocha of Elio, Nelio and Novi gave a brocha, pishnayim, so how was it in the sky? And the Gemara came Rabbi Yochanan, Sheripei Tzaras Namon, Shehi Shkula Kemeis, Shenema Alno Sehi Kameis. So Memelem, so that was Takatriya Sameis in this Merape Namon. So Rashi, Alno Sehi Kameis, Betzaras Miriam Ksiv. Let us see Teisves, Sahavno, Mamayranik, in the Metagamina, Vimor, Rodish, Poichtom, Vaisaharvo. Doilem, Tzadikim, Mimisosom, Yoisim, Bechayayem, Perish, Pekuntris, the Dorish, Mimashe, Hechye, Benegia, Baalme, Kedersi, Vayiga, Vayechi, so you see, it's Gdoilem. Because Dim Kain, my Porich, Vidumelakiumi, Birchesedelio, so what's the Gemara's kasha? Maybe it's not Gdolim Tzadikim, but it's Birchus Ed Elio. Mikol Mokem Hoye Godu B'meshe Torech Lach Yoisi B'chayim Yoisi Mi B'moisoi. But the first Chiyas HaMeisim was also of Birchus Elio. And the first Birchus HaMeisim, you needed the Piv Al Piv, and Bakoshes Rachmim. And the second one went Geshmir. So what's the Gemara's kasha? That Taisvus kasha. So others for him for Taisvus kasha, they say, Rishat is, Birchus Elio, there was a broche. So Kozmani was alive, the broche is you'll make Tris Amazon, but you can't make Tris Amazon better than me. So the male said they needed a whole Seda to make Tris Amazon. But now he still showed him another Tris Amazon. And now Elisha was not alive anymore. So now it had to be this way. Als the broche. That's what it's from for Rashi. The Nire, Tais wants to say a different pshat. The nafkelei, mima shebechayei atzadikim, noigim behem kamo rishoim, biyoishvim etzlom, Rishon lo yoyle rishus li sakev esay. This was the golden tzaddikim. That means b'chayei mikinev, if someone sitting next to you would very much, you don't like his company, he's a roshe, you would want him to get away and golnish, that's olam hazeh, you have to live with it. So memele, and there the Eibishter didn't make a nest at the, and lachem misosai, the whole thing was likvoida, he wasn't interested in making trees and mazim, he was interested that he should get out of here. So this is the olam tzaddikim, they hear the Rabbein Shlomo was chas and retzoinoi, shleihoi le rishus li sakid etzloi.